requirements of the Open Publics Meeting Law 1975, Chapter 231 have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise with Mr. Boyle and help us resume the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have a roll call, please.
Here.
I'm here.
McDonald?
Here.
Valentine?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
Boyle?
Here. All right, first up, we have our minutes of October 19th.
To approve minutes, please.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on anything in the minutes?
Mayor, page 11, please. Real quickly, resolution 174, I did abstain on that due to a conflict of interest. That's all I have on that.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Correspondence? We have none. At this point, I'd like to open up the audience portion of the meeting for remarks, statements, petitions, and testimony from guests that is not otherwise on the agenda. Hearing none, I'd accept a motion to close the audience portion.
Move we close the audience portion?
Second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next, we have our report. No ordinances, so we have our reports.
Your motion to receive and file.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on any of the reports?
Just on Richard's memo to us. Thanks for the response back about the dates. So it is confirmed it is December 7th, correct?
That's correct. Okay.
Thank you. In regards to that, I read the email. If the decision isn't made by December 7th, appointments can be made temporarily, right, for a length of time?
They need to be approved by the state regardless. So even if you do a temporary basis, I still need to know temporarily who it's going to be to get DCA approval. So the 7th is for permanent or temporary.
Have we made any contact with the first round applicants?
No.
It's after the election. I think last meeting, Mayor said let's hang on until after the election, so yeah. The other council members can be involved.
Right. So we probably should schedule at least those initial ones.
You want to
the first rounds for some interviews just to get them out of the way.
You planning on doing it like you did last year? Everyone 15 minutes apart, pick a day, kind of thing.
That's fine by me.
Sure. Would everyone be able to just shoot me some dates?
Sure.
So I can, because it's going to be a special meeting. So if everyone can just shoot me some dates. I mean, if we can do it at the next meeting, that's fine, too. But at least if I have some dates, I can schedule accordingly.
You want to get that out of the way right now?
If everyone wants to give me dates now, that's fine.
Well, I don't have my calendar, but go ahead, give me
I mean, whoever has dates, just shoot me, too.
Definitely, they would have it before that started.
Do you have dates, Mr.
Boyle? Well, I'm all open the week of the 7th. I'm just waiting for anybody else.
My week's open, so I have no problem.
So it's next week you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. I will not be available Tuesday or Thursday night until after 8.
Well, that's right. Thursday's no good to the holiday, right?
Yeah, Thursday. Yeah.
Oh, Veterans Day.
I'm sorry, yeah. Terry, your dates again? You said you're good what date? Or you weren't good what date?
I'm not good Tuesday or Thursday.
Okay. So Monday?
Wednesday?
Wednesday, I would be good.
Monday, Wednesday.
And Friday.
Friday next week, okay.
And not Saturday.
Okay.
I don't have any conflicts during that week.
I'm good Friday. I'm not good Wednesday. Possibly Monday, so. Just pick
you'll
your
let
date.
Me know about Monday, but Friday?
Friday's good. Okay.
Don't we have to make a decision before the 7th?
No, December 7th.
December.
This is round one.
That's right.
That's round one.
I'm a month ahead.
Okay. And right now, can you say Friday's okay, and you'll let us know about Monday, or let me know?
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, Friday's good for me. Is Friday good for you, Councilman?
Friday's good for me.
Councilman? Friday's good.
Why don't we go with Friday?
Friday.
That is, what, the 12th?
12.
Okay. Let me make sure everyone is
available. Oh, you know what? Friday's not good for me. Oh, sorry. I just realized I've got some of my fundraisers I have to go to.
You want to check and let me know about next week then?
All right. Okay. Well, even if I can't make it, you still have enough to go ahead. Because I really wasn't, I didn't really have many questions.
Okay.
And if you would reach out to the
I'll reach out to the professionals to make sure.
Well, the newly elected, so that they can attend to make sure they don't have a conflict on any of these dates.
What time?
7:30
Let me check and see how many people we're bringing in at 15 minutes apart.
Okay.
You might want to start earlier rather than later. So let me check to see how many. What is there? I think there was 8 or 9.
The 12.
Okay,
minimum 2.5 hours.
Okay, if you want to start earlier, that's fine. Let me check everyone's schedule, and I'll let you know by
Friday. Did we vote on the correspondence? The reports? Okay, anything else on the reports? All in favor of receiving and filing?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Do we have any committee reports this evening?
I have a request for our sewer committee. If we could get together, I would like to just discuss if the possibility to look into a senior discount program for the sewer billing, to research that, if there's anything the borough can do, start in committee and then work something out, if it even gets out of committee.
Did you mention at one point you, someone else, another community?
I did, and Richard was looking into getting some information. Yeah. So, well, Richard, if you can share anything with the sewer committee, that would be helpful.
Okay. That was the 10th of Wednesday night, 6 o'clock.
11, 10. I'll be there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Terry, that's okay?
I would go, but we can't have too many folks. Mr. Boyle, so would
you? Yeah, I'll take the first one.
Okay, any other committee reports?
I attended a grant workshop for government officials last week. It was sponsored by the Warren County Chamber of Commerce, and I wanted to thank Sandy Siriami. She's the one that gave me the heads up about it. So it was very informative, and I have a couple of leads that I'm working with the manager on, and we are going to pursue the American River Grant. We're going to be working with Andrew for the dam project, so hopefully we will get that. That's all I have for now.
Very good. Thank you for attending that. All right. Anything else? Hearing none, we'll go on to, well, old business. We have the, I guess we've done the professional appointments timeline, which takes us into new business. Resolution 178-2010, performance evaluation of the professionals.
I'll move Resolution 178-2010.
Second. Okay, is there any discussion on this?
For the formal policy, if we could just make note what Councilman Boyle pointed out on the resolution, if in the very last whereas paragraph, instead of closed session, it's changed to executive session. And I will make a note of the change that you put in there in the actual forms, but that's not, that's an ongoing document. We can always make changes, and I'm hoping more council members will have more, you know, input into those documents. But the formal resolution and policy, that needs to be changed there. And then also, I guess, I'm thinking, given the timeline that we have to do for the professionals, everything, I think maybe we should, now that this is passed, maybe just do it in 2011 when the new council members are here, and at the beginning of the year, once we have appointed the professionals, give everyone a copy of the contract, you know, a copy of this, and, you know, certainly any council member can, you know, look at this now in the next couple of months. But I think given the timeline and everything right now, and that we did this so late in the year, it's probably best if we just actually evaluate the professionals, you know, starting next year, you know, fresh, unless others feel differently.
No, I support that, because I think you hit it right on. say like in the summertime, June, July, where there's enough time to do a proper evaluation if there is a change.
Right.
I agree with that 100%.
So that was my only thought on that.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution 179, 2010.
Move resolution 179, 2010.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on this? Okay, have a roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. 180, 2010.
I'll move resolution 180, 2010.
Second. Okay. Any discussion on this one?
Well, I had reached out to Rich. Hopefully everybody got the email. Thanks for the answers.
No, we're on 180.
180. I retract what I just said.
Any other discussion? Any relevant discussion?
Ooh. Ooh.
You know I'm joking, of course.
No, you're not.
Okay, roll call, please.
Powell?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Reba?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Megan?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep.
Okay, resolution 181, 2010.
Make a motion, we, what do you say, move it?
Approve it.
Approve it.
Okay. So, okay, is there any discussion on this one?
Yeah. Page 2. When we do this, do we have to, this report has to be to them by the 31st of December of this year. Now, they want a plan of what we're going to do,
mm-hmm.
plus what we've already implemented.
Correct.
Okay, on page 2 there, it talks about surplus land.
I'm sorry, where are you looking?
On page 2, the 1, 2, 3, fourth bullet down,
okay.
where it talks about surplus land and property.
Mm-hmm.
So if we put in that report that we're in the process of, you know, we have 16 acres of property off of Railroad Avenue that I guess was already approved at one time for a minor subdivision. It was 16 one-acre lots. I don't know what we paid for, but, you know, with the market being down now, could that be put into the report that we're looking at selling that?
Is that
the
property that we received Green Acres funds for?
Yes.
Then no.
We would have to pay back the loan.
You'd have to pay back the loan with penalty, or you'd have to find a 3-to-1 ratio to offset. So if we lose 16 acres, we have to find 3 times that to dedicate as open space in lieu of. That's Green Acres regulation.
Wow.
So the bottom line is that has to be permanent, dedicated open space and or recreation purposes forever.
Okay. All right. Answers that. Let's see here. On page 3, in reference to the professionals, right up at the top there, restrictions
mm-hmm.
on certain contracts, are they going to have to review all the proposals? Or are they just going to take
no.
our recommendation? Because here's the thing. If we send down to them, these are the people we want to hire, and this is the reason why, how do we justify that it's the best deal?
In the back of the document you're holding, there is a form that has to be filled out and sent down. And we fill out, we send it down based on that form. If they have any questions, they can.
But see, I didn't see on that form where it said where we received other proposals.
It doesn't ask for that. It asks what professional you want to appoint.
Correct.
The requirement is to do it via fair and open. So we have to show them that we went through the fair and open process, which we did.
Okay, but the fair and open process doesn't show this guy presented this amount right here, this guy presented this amount, and this guy presented the lower amount, and we went with the guy in the middle. You understand
what
I'm saying?
I'm not sure. Well, the fair and open process, statutorily, you're not required
by
professional
that.
Services to take
The lowest bid, I understand, the lowest proposal, whatever.
No, the answer is no. The state wants us to make sure that we follow the statutory process, and they want to make sure that the person...
That's it. They don't care how much money we're spending, as long as we follow the process.
No, well, that's why one of the questions in there is how much is the award?
But they won't know unless the other awards are put in there with it.
If they ask for additional information, we send it. When I, actually, they called me today, and I spoke with them on that, and I told them we're planning on getting council's recommendations down mid-December for their review in accordance with the requirements in the form.
They didn't ask for that, but if we sent it along with it, I mean, that would be something beneficial to us, right?
You could send it, absolutely.
Okay.
On that note there, when they look at that report or attachment C, we can't go forward until they respond to that?
Correct.
So what Councilman's saying is, are they looking at if it's fees involved?
Well, one of the questions in there is how much is the service cost?
Okay.
They have 15 days to review it and get back to us.
And they would look at that and make a determination that that's either too low or too high?
Correct.
Without any other thing, just look at that one?
The problem with this document in front of you is this is a document that's used for larger cities, for distressed city aid. They just changed the heading on it for transitional aid. It's not a one-size-fits-all document.
But this is a New Jersey document, not like a New York City document.
No, that's correct. This is by the Division of Local Government Services. The bottom line is anything can be explained to them and anything can be appealed to them. They can come back and say no, and then we can say, well, we ask you to reconsider because of X. The more information you send down to within the first time will alleviate that.
Well, that form could be, there could be an amendment to that form. I mean, that form is filled out saying this is who we want to appoint, and this is the reason why A, B, and C have submitted proposals, a review of the proposals, they have the best proposals at the best price.
Correct.
And that should alleviate them having any questions.
I hope.
Okay.
I never know what they're going to ask.
Yeah, right.
I have a question about that. I'm just wondering, why would you want to give them more information than they're requesting? Is that a good idea?
Here's the bottom line. If we get six proposals with a high of 30,000
yeah,
and a low of 10,000, and we decide to go with 20,000, are they going to know the difference in the price range? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
So, like, if we can get the same service for $15,000, why would we want to go with the 20?
Well, no, I'm just saying, again, dealing
especially if we're supposed to be saving money.
Well, I understand that. I think, you know, we do try to save as much money as possible. But I'm just saying, as a matter of information, having, you know, dealing with people like this, sometimes too much information cannot work to your benefit. That's why I'm saying, maybe we should just give them what they want, and then if they ask for additional information, supply that to them. See what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, but if we could head off a time delay, why not do it?
That's valid, because we might be in purgatory, still paying somebody a fee, and it doesn't get approved, I imagine, is what it's going to, and bringing somebody else in, right?
Well, there's a section in there for emergency situations. That we would have to notify them of emergency situations.
Well, still,
I mean, we can't go without
right.
An attorney.
Yeah, well, the local government services has, you say, 15 days.
What?
Legally, you can.
Well, don't want to.
No, the reality of it is the state has assured me that they have a quick turnaround time on this because they understand the end of the year is when everyone's getting ready for their next year's appointments.
And do you know how many municipalities got this aid?
Whoever got it.
Of the calendar year's town,
I think it was 18.
All right, I
don't believe they've made a, remember, that's just transitional aid. There's still the other forms of aid, the distressed cities and things like that. The larger cities that take up more of their time. But when I spoke with them this morning, I gave them the timeline. I sent them this memo last week, the timeline, and they said it should not be a problem.
And if they don't respond in 15 days, does that mean it's automatically approved?
No.
No. Okay. They don't use that builder's remedy with us, huh?
Yeah, I do. On page 5, reporting requirements miscellaneous, number 4. We have to file a copy of our offering statement for short-term and long-term debt. Now, do we need their permission to refinance?
Yes.
How does that work?
Well, you would need their permission regardless of this agreement. In order to refinance, If you can't show that you can save more than 3%, you have to go down to the local finance board and request an approval. They approve of any refinancing at any level.
I understand that, but because we've got the transitional aid here, I mean, listen, if we can save $100,000 and they would say no?
Yes. The statute says you have to save 3% or more. Local bond law says you need to save 3% or more.
Local bond law says that, but they have to approve that, though, right?
The local finance board approves it. Not correct. The local finance board, which is a division, excuse me, a department of the Division of Local Government Services, approves all refinancing.
Well, I just have a few more comments. I think that this right here, everybody was afraid when we passed the budget, if we didn't pass the budget, that the state would come in and take us over. We sold the borough for $400,000. That's my personal opinion.
Well, a lot of the stuff we're already doing when it gets in this contract, I mean, there's a lot of restrictions, you know, what have you. Without that $400,000, man, I mean, that price tag was pretty heavy.
I do have...
Go ahead. Okay.
In your email that you and Patrick were going talking about when Patrick asked his questions, page one, the transition plan, he asked you the question, will we be writing the draft plan at committee or your office? The plan is voted on for approval by council. Is that correct? You responded with no, that you and Natasha would be doing that. Are we going to see that before it goes down?
In essence, we're dovetailing off of the existing transitional aid application that council approved. The draft plan, if you will, was in that. We're just providing additional information.
Okay, but I would like to know what the 3 to 4 year plan is.
We can present it to council before that.
It'll get all right. I'm done. Sorry.
Councilman?
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I just have one point. On page two, the third bullet point, I highlighted services deemed essential. Who would be defining essential? Would it be up to the municipality what services are essential to the state?
Correct. The state defines essential as immediate health, safety, and welfare.
Okay.
Anything beyond that is deemed non-essential.
Which you had answered by email. So getting back to my original one with garbage collection, that would be deemed essential service.
Don't know. I didn't ask them. I don't know.
But in that category with safety, health, and welfare, what do you think?
It depends. And I don't mean to be vague. Whether the municipality collects garbage or a third party collects garbage, if it's being collected, the state might view that as an option to reduce taxes. I don't know. I mean, they called me this morning specifically for documentation, post-election documentation, and I sent them down everything they asked for. One of them was the garbage.
Right.
So, again, as part of the 2011 budget preparation, when, you know, if any decision is made, that's when it goes to Trenton, and Trenton will say, no, you can do this, or no, you can't do this, or yes, you can do this. My goal is, I spoke with the director of the Division of Local Government Services this morning, and I asked him sooner rather than later, can you give us some guidance on this so we're not spinning our wheels? He says he will do his very best.
And I believe the governor has come out and said he did not feel that garbage was an essential service for a municipality to do.
To have it in the tax rate.
Yeah. Now, whether the legislature and the Division of Local Government Services all agree with that and that's worked its way down, I'm not real sure.
Hey, Dick. When things are put on the ballot for voter input, for voter approval, the state can still override what was voted on. It's like the garbage was voted to stay in, you know.
But that was non-binding.
I know. But if that's the case, then the borough, you know, is going to support what the voters wanted. Trenton still can override that in this instance?
It's my belief I can.
Okay.
We could always...
And that would be, by the way, regardless of whether you took the aid money or not. They approve or deny your budget. That has nothing to do with the money that we received.
Thank you.
We could always succeed from the state and then ask for foreign aid.
There you go.
Any other discussion?
I have just a comment. The public's been asking for accountability, and this is exactly what it is. This is accountability by the state,
mm-hmm.
and this is exactly what the folks have been asking for. So I we don't really have a choice.
Right, essentially, the state is not asking us to do anything it's not trying to do itself right now.
Yeah.
I have one comment or question on page 2, number 1. I'm wondering how this pertains, and I'm also thinking ahead for the budget with the recreation director. I mean,
when the position's filled, we need approval from them in advance.
You need, all right. How much is that position? Can you say that? I'm just wondering is...
How much is the salary?
Right.
I think it was $20,000.
Yeah, I mean, I'm almost thinking, you know, what's involved in dropping that position and maybe seeking a volunteer. And just, I'm thinking of saving the pool, you know, that's, you know, if the pool costs is $30,000, I mean... That would be a good...
I think you might be comparing apples and oranges there as far as this document goes.
Right, well, no, I'm wondering because it says that you need to do the before you hire, because it was not filled as of the date of this memorandum. That's why I was wondering, did we submit the letter to them about this recreation director?
It is filled, though. My manager holds a position.
But he's not getting paid.
Well, he's advertising those to fill it vacancy.
Yeah,
right. So don't we have to send them? Don't we have to send them a letter?
When I spoke with them 2 weeks ago, they asked me potentially what position or positions should they be expecting down the pipe. That's the only one I gave them.
Okay.
Scott, just to piggyback off what Janine just said, then would the pool fit in under the services central or low priority?
It could. You know, that's one thing that we're not sure of.
Remember, they have our budget, they've reviewed our budget, they know what our revenues are, they know what our expenditures are.
Especially if they see that we've lost money on that for the last 10 years.
I'm not supposed to, but Mr. Feldman has a question there. He's been waving at me for...
Well, if you're going to Feldman, I would have brought it up in public, but since you're going to...
Yeah.
I didn't bring it up.
Yeah, go ahead.
A couple questions. One, could you please explain exactly what this memorandum of understanding means to specifically the council and the manner in which the borough will operate, i.e., what can we or can't we do that we presently do now? We obviously can't hire without approval. We can't go out and do professional appointments without approval. What else can we not do without approval?
I'm sorry?
We cannot create new or expand current services without their approval.
Okay. So basically, just maintain the status quo?
Correct.
That's all?
Yes.
Okay. And number two, as regards to recreation, the recreation right now is funded through the borough's department. If the recreation was then, again, reverted back out to a commission, it would not fall under this, would it? Because the memorandum of understanding is not with the semi-autonomous group of the commission.
I'd have to say that's probably correct. I didn't ask them that question.
I would
say anything that's self-funding, and this is just an assumption, anything that, like, as an example, escrow, you know, self-funding, trust fund, self-funding. As long as it's not an additional cost to the taxpayer, it should not be an issue. Now, just to kind of dovetail off of that, you would still need their approval to create it. Because we don't have one now, and if they're going to consider that a new service. Because we don't, your example,
going from a committee to a committee.
You need their approval for that anyway. But yes, I would have to say without speaking with them, the answer is yes.
Well, I have a question on that. There was no permission, they didn't need to give permission to do away with it.
Correct.
So why would they have to give permission?
Because you're creating a dedication by rider, a new trust account. You need DCA approval to create any sort of trust account.
But you created a new trust account with the committee.
Which we got approval for last year.
We did?
Yes. Dedication by rider was submitted shortly after I started.
Dedication by rider.
Well, dedication by rider. That creates a trust account. We created two. We created the recreation committee trust, and we created the snow trust at the same time.
But the recreation commission was done away with in 2007.
I wasn't here in 2007.
They may not have created a trust at that point.
2008.
Whenever it was disbanded, they didn't seek state approval to create the trust account. I did when I got here.
Can you put a copy of that in my mailbox?
Scott, so basically voting against this would mean giving the $400,000 back to the state?
Yes. which would create all kinds of other problems.
Oh, yes. Did we already get it?
No, we don't get it until they get a signed copy of this resolution.
Which is coming up pretty soon, right?
If it gets approved tonight, it gets signed by the mayor tonight. I'm scanning it in, and they'll have it emailed by 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, it's needed by, what, like 17th?
Well, today's the deadline. Tomorrow's the deadline. It needs to be signed and sent to them no later than tomorrow, 15 days after the receipt of the letter. I got approval for them for the one extra day because that's what I'm meeting.
So the October 19th is not receipt of the letter?
No, the date it was written.
That's the date it was written.
So when did you get it?
I think it was the day after.
When mail comes in, do you stamp it like receipt?
Date and time stamp.
So we know when things are being brought in? No?
You put that on the... You sent this to us right away.
I sent it to you that, yeah. Yeah. Whatever day it was.
I wasn't challenging him.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
You have one more, Mr. Feldman? You have another comment?
May?
Sure.
I'm concerned as a citizen that we were able to sell our souls so cheaply for $400,000, because that's essentially what we're doing. We're allowing, as Mr. Housel said, accountability, but it's not accountability on the part of our elected leaders. It's accountability on the part of the state. You people have let them usurp your authority, because now everything needs to go down there to be approved. You want to go on a trip someplace, you need to have it approved, from what I understand. You want to hire somebody, you need to have it approved. You guys can't do anything anymore.
Okay.
And if you think that that's accountability, that's not accountability. That's irresponsibility.
If I may?
Yeah.
With few exceptions, everything in here we've been doing the last year and a half, with the exception of getting approval from the state for professionals, that's the only one, because we need their approval to create new services anyway when they approve our budget. Everything in here has been done for the last year and a half.
I have one other question. Do we have to get their approval for seasonal help?
No. I already asked them about that.
Can I ask Mr. Feldman a question?
Sure.
Rick, when you say irresponsible, you're talking about Trent or talking about Washington Borough?
Washington Borough.
Irresponsible for getting the aid?
Irresponsible for allowing this to get to the point where you think it's acceptable to have someone else tell us what to do and taking money for it.
Well, I don't agree with that at all. That's not irresponsible. They're trying to maintain and control the finances, and we needed help.
And you sold it for $400,000.
What Rich had said, I looked at this also when we got it. 95% of the stuff in here is already we're doing with the policies instituted in the office. Some of this stuff seems really a killer, but if you put it in perspective, it's not that much. Meals for employees when they go away. I mean, you know, things of that nature. The essential one. That's a tough one. You know, I agree, that's a tough one.
So I'll get back to what, if I may.
Actually, I'd like to move on, because we're not talking about the memorandum of understanding itself right now. Mr. Torres.
where did this number of 400,000 come up? Did the state assign that number?
Yes.
Okay.
We applied for 550, they awarded us...
550?
650, they awarded us 400,000.
Just on their own discretion?
Well, from all the paperwork and everything, yeah. Well,
isn't it sort of like a contract in a way? I guess.
Can you
negotiate that and ask for $500,000 then?
No.
Why don't you sign it tonight, agree on the proposal, but send in, strike out that and write in $500,000, see what happens.
I think I'd go to jail.
I mean, no. Ask the attorney.
Then
they'll
say you get nothing.
Isn't it essentially a contract with the state?
The answer is, I think the negotiation process has already occurred. The borough made a demand, if you will, $550,000, to which there was $650,000, to which the state responded, "We'll give you $400,000." Seems to me your option right now is take it or leave it. You know, you don't get to negotiate.
Who says no? I don't know. Why not? In any other contract negotiation, there's no agreement until all parties agree.
Well, that's a contract. This is a grant, if you will. It's a lot different situation. It's not a business transaction.
It's the state saying, hey, the goodness of our hearts, quote unquote, we're going to give you this money.
But if we are selling our souls, as Mr. Feldman pointed out, for a certain amount of money, why don't we get the most of it that we can?
If the soul of the borough is worth $100,000, right?
I got it. All right, listen, it's like you go to the bank, right, and you want to buy a new car, and the new car is $15,000. They say, listen, you're a little overextended, but we'll give you $12,000. You have to put $3,000 down. That's exactly what happened here. We went looking for the $15,000 or the $650,000. They said, here's $400,000.
That's because you're letting them take their time. I wouldn't.
It's not a negotiation. If this is what you're getting or you're not getting it.
In the past with this special extraordinary aid, was there similar?
No.
With extraordinary aid, no. With transitional aid, which is new funding.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm talking about in years past. Yeah. Like last year, we received $550,000. You did not have all these restrictions.
There was no memorandum of understanding for that. Different administration.
Well, this is something new that was just instituted, yeah, wasn't it?
This document that you see before you has been used for many, many years. They instituted this document for transitional aid recipients this year.
Right. This year.
Correct.
This
is a new program, and this is a new requirement of the program.
And this, I think it should be important to note, though, that this understanding is only for 1 year. After that, we do not have to get their approval for professionals.
There was not one municipality that got all of the aid that they asked for.
Well, I didn't have a question. I just wanted everyone to understand that, regarding selling our souls. We didn't sell our souls, forever.
Right. Well, the option is to give the money back and collect it from the taxpayers.
Well, the bigger question is, this is for a 1 year contract, technically, right? But the special services requirement is literally just for following your budget.
This isn't a contract. This is the state saying, if you want our aid, these are the terms. Take it or leave it.
The terms are only good, though,
Till December 31st, 2011.
Confirm your...
Right.
Okay. Council, have any other discussion on this? May I have a roll call, please?
Leva?
Yes.
Yes.
Apple?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, it was very hard. For the accountability.
Yes.
Okay. That brings us to resolutions 182-2010 through 197-2010, which are our labor assignment liens for the various lawn cutting and other type of things that we've done throughout the course of the year.
I will move those resolutions.
Second.
I have a question of the attorney. Acquaintances. Abstain?
Well, it depends on the relationship between the acquaintances. I mean,
Not related, just somebody that I know.
I don't think you should disqualify yourself.
Okay.
Unless there's something for you to gain.
Yeah, right. Let me just explain the standard, because, which is, look, if you have an acquaintance, I assume it's not a friend, okay? If it were, and what you need to disqualify yourself because of a personal relationship, if that personal relationship is so close that it would influence your judgment and your objectivity. So you know the facts. If you believe that your relationship with whoever this person is so close that it would interfere with your objectivity and that you would no longer be interested in the taxpayer's interest, but your own friend's interest, that's when you disqualify yourself because of a personal relationship. So that's the standard.
We're going to collect money.
Okay. Councilman Boyle, you got something?
Yes, yeah, thank you, Mayor. On Resolution 186, the block number doesn't match the abandoned property block number. It might be just a typo, but you never know.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure what you're saying. When you say it doesn't match the abandoned
block. The abandoned property list that I released.
No, correct. Correct. Some of these properties weren't abandoned.
No, hang on. The block number
that is referenced on the abandoned property for the same physical address is different from the block number on this resolution.
It might be a typo then. We can compare it.
Maybe. Yeah, it might be just.
I'm not sure if it's a typo on the spreadsheet.
You're talking about 15 Johnson Street?
West Johnson Street.
West
Johnson
Street.
Yes, sir.
So the question is then, if there was, a Scrivener's error in terms of the lot and block, you want to pass this resolution now, but you want to instruct the manager to instruct the correct lot and block.
If that's the due process,
right,
that'd be fine.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, anything else? We have a roll call, please.
Albo?
Yes.
Leila?
Yes.
Donald?
Yes.
Donaldson?
Yes.
Yes.
Boy.
Yes.
Okay, that brings us to our vouchers.
Move we pay the bills?
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
I just got one quick one.
Go ahead, Blake.
Thank you, Mayor. I have one quick one. On page 2, under Binsky and Snyder, I didn't have a chance to get with Rich during the week, so I apologize for that. I know it's an ordinance that was passed in 2008 for various improvements. Okay, I looked at all that stuff like that. Do we, I'm sure you do, so let me rephrase it. How much money is left in that ordinance? I'm sure we have that.
Yeah, it's about $38,000.
38?
The other day.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
I have one real quick one on page 13.
I'm sorry, Dave, I couldn't hear what.
Page 13, number 22. The Recreation Department part-time swim program.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just the balance of what we owed?
Yes, you look at the date, 10/29. Yeah, there were still some people working.
I know that was the payday, but when do we close the pool in September?
No. Swim program. There was someone still working.
Swim program?
Yeah, as part of the pool, there was someone still working to the end of September, helping to winterize the pool. That's who that is.
That says 10/29, not 9/29.
Again, 10/29 is the date of the check. I can go down and pull the hours and days worked. That's when the payment was made. That's not when the work was done. That's a regular payroll day, twice a month. On the 15th and last day of the month is when the payroll checks.
Okay.
Anything else? Roll call, please.
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes, but I abstain from anything that has to do with the fire department.
Boyle?
Yes, well, I also have to put an extension on the fire department because there's a personal friend of mine that I know in there for a uniform. I work for the guy once in a while. Is that enough information?
I have more than enough.
Thank you.
Valentine?
Yes.
Donald?
Yes.
Yes, I abstain from page 3 from Ellis and Wilson.
Okay. Recap.
I will reach out to the professionals, current elected officials, and future elected officials, and schedule the professional services interviews associated with round one. I will forward along the information that Councilwoman Kleber acquired for the sewer fee discount for senior citizens. I will get a copy of the transition plan to council before the submission date, December 31st. A copy of the dedication by Ryder from 2009 for recreation to Councilman Higgins, and will verify that the block and lot is proper for that property on Resolution 182, 2010.
Okay. Just so everybody's aware, we will need an executive session this evening, just for a few moments, hopefully. We'll do council remarks before we go there. Councilman Valentine?
Just wanted to extend congratulations to all the re-elected and newly elected council people. Look forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Pleasure. It's going to be a fun year.
Councilman Housel.
Same. Congratulations to all the re-elected and newly elected. Congratulations. It's going to have a tough year ahead of you. 2% cap. Reading out, folks.
And now I know why you didn't run for re-election. Councilwoman Gleeber.
Well, congratulations to the winners as well. Rich, if you could just give me a status on the debt restructure, you know, like where are we at with that? You know, Natasha and Tom, we're going to look into restructuring the debt. And then also planning ahead with the budget and everything, and given the overwhelming results yesterday with regards to the garbage, and that we have the six-month clause, should we pursue Hampton and the shared service, because that would remove it from the cap, the garbage, and we'd also reap some savings? Should we get moving on that? I mean, how do we want to proceed, given all the work that Councilman Boyle and Councilman Cione did? I mean, I'm just thinking, time-wise, you know, if we start quickly, you know, given that whole six-month thing. And how does that work when you're doing the budget, Rich? Say we did decide to do that, and it was approved, and you have that 6 months. How does that work? The introduced budget, it is within the cap, and then after the 6 months, it's out of the cap? How does
correct.
That
you would have to budget the first 6 months of expenditures associated with that inside the cap, and then the second 6 months will be outside, correct? The shared service agreement. And that, there's two separate columns in the municipal budget that allows you to do that. When you send it down, our local aid mm-hmm. person down there, we tell them, just so you know, there's a reduction, because they question any increase or decrease. They want to know what happened. So what we do is we tell them 6 months because of this, 6 months because of the shared service agreement.
So I don't know if we want to make that a discussion item at the next meeting when Councilman Cione is here, or do we need more research, or, again, I'm just thinking if it is something we're going to pursue, then maybe we should get moving with the whole, use a month from 2010, you know, toward that 6 months. And if that doesn't fly, or if you, for that discussion next meeting, could you find out from Tom Ferry? He was here at one of the budget meetings. I think it was a council meeting, though. And we were talking, it was the night that they gave the presentation with all the different garbage options when Councilman Cione and Councilman mm-hmm. Boyle did that. And he said that there was something we could do or some way that we could remove it from the cap, and I don't remember the specifics, but maybe if we don't do the shared service, we could get it out of the cap.
It was to be billed through a sewer. It's billed through the sewer department. That's what it suggests. It was to be billed through the sewer department. It comes out of current fund and then goes into the sewer.
So maybe if you could give us more information on that, that might be something for us to consider. Again, I'm just thinking of the 2% cap in the budget next year. That's all I had.
Councilman Boyle, did you want to address some of that?
Yeah, thank you. I did, last time I talked to Hampton, you know, explained about the ballot, and that wasn't an issue. I was going to get in contact with them after the results of the ballot to look forward. So, yeah, we have to jump on that right away so we don't lose anything that we gain with Hampton. So that definitely will go forward in conversation if that's the route we're going to take for 2011. That won't be just my conversation. That's got to be a whole council conversation with the manager, what we want to do. Whatever's going to happen in 2011, the garbage has to be adjusted. I mean, that's really the only thing that we've got going on, you know, with the recycling and stuff like that. So, yes.
Are you done?
Yes.
Councilman Higgins.
Yes, I something real quick. We congratulations, Jean, Robert. On the 15th, we have discussion about the pool, correct?
I'm sorry, I couldn't.
On the 15th, we have discussion about the pool, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just to remind everybody, the 15th is a Monday, not a Tuesday. And is a decision supposed to be made that night?
The sooner the better. I mean, obviously, the longer council delays a decision, the harder it is to prepare for next year.
Budget documents.
I understand what you're saying, yeah.
And also, it would go into the report to Trenton on the
for the year end, correct. I guess to answer your question, does action need to take place? No.
Okay.
No, it does not. But the sooner, the better, so we can prepare accordingly.
I guess if you could bring anything that the committee you know, like I said, like they had the Plymouth on, you know, anything that they've done to raise funds or what other proposals to help save the pool or whatever?
All of the revenues were outlined in the spreadsheet I gave council not too long ago, and that included revenues from every event related.
Okay.
Anything else, Mr. Higgins?
No, thanks for the crosswalk. Lights are working again.
Councilman Boyle, do you have anything?
Just real quickly, Mayor. I think the resolutions that we just did for the weeds and obnoxious growth that we passed, I think that really supports that abandoned property is just a dead ordinance. I don't know what it's going to cost to get that off the books, but I compared both things, and they don't even match. So which document are we really working with? Our code enforcer guy, you know, I mean, I don't know how he goes around and figures out which buildings or things of that nature that need to be taken care of. But we've got too much stuff on the books, and we're not using them both. So going forward, we really have to consider for 2011 to look what it's going to cost to get that one off the books. That's all I have, Mayor.
Don't we just have to vote to...
You have to introduce an ordinance repealing that ordinance.
Yeah. That's all. That came out to $8,000 also. $8,024 to be exact.
For
all of those...
Grass
weeds.
Cutting?
For all those weeds.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
And I would just like to offer congratulations to the winners of the election. That's all I have. And
Scott, one more thing. How is the Citizens Committee doing on the 501c3 for the pool, have we heard?
I will actually know more on the 15th. It's my understanding that representatives who were involved in that had met with an attorney. I don't know the outcome of their meeting, but I know things are in the works for that.
So the 501c3 has not been formed yet?
That's correct. It has not.
And I would accept
one other question. When you're dealing with Green Acres, the park, you know, we talked about the park and the property.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to pay the loan back with a penalty. We took a $283,000 loan for the pool to redo that. Can you check to see what has to be done there if the pool is closed?
Nothing. They've already given me in writing a process what council needs to do should they decide to close the pool.
Really?
Yes.
Can I get a copy of that, too?
Sure. I'll forward you his email.
Thanks.
I will now accept the motion to go into executive session for quick question. Purposes of litigation. Mrs. Detlef.
I want to know, I think it was May or so when Christy proposed this 2% cap thing. He was talking about essential services, like he excluded from the 2% cap the salary increases, you know, contractual salary increases. And I thought he said something about if the town or the municipality voted to keep something that it then became essential, such as garbage.
I remember something very similar, but it's still a work in process. You know, I remember exactly what you remember, that if the, and that's why we put the garbage on the ballot, you know, trying to head that off. But we'll just have to see what turns out.
I believe. Find out what he's thinking.
I believe part of what
needs to let us know.
What you're talking about, I believe, is that toolkit. Okay. That the governor has been pressing the legislature to act on.
I guess the manager has something to add to that.
There's only three exceptions to the 2% levy cap: municipal debt, health benefits, and pension. Everything else falls within the 2% cap. According to Trenton.
And shared services.
Well, it's correct. But I'm just talking the levy cap. I mean, those are the big ticket items. Now, if you're going to exceed that 2%, the only way to do it is by way of a voter approval. And the voter approval is not for the service. The voter approval has to be for the dollar amount of the increase. The problem is the state says it only can be done by a special election on dates that they have not determined yet. We can't just say tomorrow we... Yeah, special election costs about $10,000. They have not selected the dates. For months I've said to the Division of Local Government Services, we need to know these dates so we can prepare. So as an example, say the 2% we exceeded by $100,000. We go to the voters and we get approval for that $100,000, we're already $10,000 in the hole because you have to pay for the special election. They have everyone. They have everyone, not just us. Everyone is under the same boat now.
Now I'll accept the motion for executive session for the purpose of litigation.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.